Get ready now for Rocket to the Future, Part 2. Tonight's episode, The Plutonians Plot. Once again, we soar off into the space-age future, 1993, with the officers and crew of the Earth Space Force. As our two rocket crews fumble their way back to their rockets to resume their mission to Pluto, Cadet Cindy, Commander Train, and fraudulent Martian ambassador to Earth, Sammy Kalua, resume their secret sabotage plan.
So, Commander, by sabotage, you still mean sabotage, right?
Yes.
The same with the explosives? Not as in metaphorically actual, but actual?
Yes.
And just so the listeners understand what we're talking about, I mean, I understand, but no, I don't either.
We need to disrupt this idiotic and suicidal mission to Pluto with a false flag operation, scuttling one of our rockets and blaming the sabotage on a non-existent Plutonian space terrorist organization that's based on Mars. Come on, Sammy, we've discussed this plan.
You don't have to make me sound like an idiot, Commander. A lot seems to happen between episodes rather than during. For all I know, I wasn't even present for these so-called discussions. And if you want my honest commitment to my role as a fraud, I'd like a little more space respect from you. And that's not just my severed eye stalk talking.
Sure, Sammy. Fine. Now, let's go over the next steps.
I think what Commander Train is saying, Sammy, is that she's very sorry she sounded dismissive, and she'll do the space work necessary so that it doesn't happen again.
Through with a whining topic? Good. Cindy, what's the update on the news story you planted with Gretchen Munch, the unpaid space journalist intern?
Gretchen's now convinced that there is a space terrorist plot against our mission to Pluto. But she's excited to promote the conspiracy theory that the plot comes from inside the highest levels of the Earth Space Force.
Excellent. That theory's just credible enough to sound like complete nonsense, so only half the readers will believe it.
Again, Commander, asking for the listeners, what's my role in this sabotage plot / secret mission exactly?
Sammy, please.
I think what Commander Train is saying, Sammy, is that you'll be expected to improvise, to watch for signs and cues, and then be prepared to act decisively.
What?
I think what Cadet Cindy is saying, Sammy, is that your fraudulence and misrepresentations have to come from the heart.
Where Commander Train is going with this, Sammy, is that if you just echo in the space media whatever she says, you'll be true to your purpose.
You're both just mocking me, a poor elderly orphan alien entrepreneur just looking to make a fast space buck. Maybe I'll just pack up these ambassadorial robes and commit fraud back home on Mars.
Okay, Sammy, you've made your point. Whatever it is. Just assert that there is indeed a Plutonian plot headquartered on Mars, and that as a loyal vassal to your Earth colonial masters, you want to accompany us back to Mars to ferret out this danger to the solar system.
But no one's ever been to Pluto before. How do we even know there are such creatures as Plutonians? That so-called planet is just a hunk of frozen gas and rock chunks left over from an abandoned cosmic building site. Not all that hospitable for terrorist conspiracies.
Commander, Sammy is onto something.
I am?
How?
Because Pluto is just a chunk of ice and rock, it makes perfect sense that Plutonians would plan their terrorist conspiracies in more hospitable parts of the solar system, like Luna and Mars.
So, we don't need real Plutonians after all. I'm even more fraudulent than I thought.
That's all the time we have now for Rocket to the Future Part 2. Tune in next time when we'll hear Cadet Cindy say,
"They didn't teach rocket ship scuttling at the Academy. How much scuttling is enough?"
We'd like to thank our cast of stars, Kevin Decker, Nisha Schramm, Jody Stewart-Strobel, and Tony Flynn. We'd also like to thank the only man who's collectively unique, Brian Lindsay. This episode was written by Tony Flynn, with script supervision by Sarah O'Hare. Rocket to the Future is a production of Men in Charge Enterprises. And remember, don't be a fascist.